So, sometimes some people may have an after their experience when they may encounter Yamaraj and they may come back after that. But how do we understand this? Now, there's two things about this which I would like to say. First is that, as I started by talking about empirically examinable experiences and those which are non-empirically examinable. So, there are different, as we say, different aspects of the near-death experiences which can be stressed at different levels. So one challenge that one of the strongest criticisms of near-death experiences that skeptics have is that different people perceive the post-death realm according to their religious beliefs. So, for example, Christians encounter Jesus. Hindus encounter Yamaraj. Muslims encounter something according to their religious beliefs. So the idea is the Buddhists, they experience Buddha. They see Buddha or something like that. So they say basically this proves that this is simply an imagination based on your own cultural conception of the afterlife. And the Vedic tradition, yoga tradition has an answer to this. There is this actually the same. There are some Christian researchers who try to prove that only faithful Christians have good near-death experiences, and everybody has horrible near-death experiences. Now that means they try to bring their religious bias into the idea of near into the study of near-death experiences, but they couldn't really prove it like that. So, because from their perspective, Jesus is the, that's what the, some, many Christians believe, Jesus is the only way. And they say, if anybody else is not surrendering to Jesus, then they are going to go to hell. That's the idea. So that's now, but from the Vedic perspective, we understand that there is one God and he sends different messengers. So the post-death realm is also not uniform. In the post-death realm also, there are multiple levels. So, and the spiritual icons or the religious guides whom we have chosen in our life, they that their the connection is not just during this lifetime. The connection goes on beyond this lifetime. And that's why it's entirely conceivable it's that Hindus or followers of the yogic path, they will encounter some figures according to their understandings. Why? Because they are being guided that way. So Jesus, so Christians may experience Jesus. The yogic path accepts that Jesus is also a son of God. He's also a powerful representative of God. Buddha is also a manifestation of God. So the variety of experiences in the after-death realm, they can be explained from the Vedic perspective. So that's why, but because this slightly complicates the issue. So what normally when you talk about near-death experiences, this takes us in the subjective realm. But in the objective realm, if we stay, then we can actually point to it as hardcore evidence. So when it comes to individual experiences such as these, they are usually good for believers to reinforce their beliefs. But the objective evidences, they are what are helpful for non-believers to start questioning their disbelief and to take the journey towards journey towards spiritual exploration and then maybe some spiritual growth afterwards. So these experiences are also very powerful, and for the individual particularly, they can be very transformational. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you.